Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Amanda. Today, I will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present you some information sorted from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there will be some Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, we begin from news. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news, I'm Amanda. First, the headlines. Indonesian Consulate General Hong Kong supports the success of the 2019 election. The Creative Economy Agency encourages creative business actors to penetrate export market. Now the news in detail. The implementation of election that is getting closer demands all parties to continue to intensify socialization for the sake of the success of the 2019 Democratic Party. With the number of Indonesian citizens who have voting rights in Hong Kong with more than 180,000 people, the Indonesian Consulate General of Hong Kong continues to provide information for the success of the 2019 election. Indonesian Consulate General for Hong Kong and Macau, Tri Tariat, in a discussion with RRI on Tuesday, April the 2nd, said that the form of support provided by the Consulate General in Hong Kong is in the form of building facilities to be used as a storehouse for ballots and ballot boxes. In addition, the Consulate General in Hong Kong also provides a special room for Hong Kong Overseas Election Committee, or PPLN, and Election Supervisory Committee, or Panwaslu, to support their duties. I'm responsible for facilitating all processes. I provide a Indonesia consulate building to put a ballot boxes and so on. I also provide Indonesian consulate room to be used for vote counting. Yes, that's my duty. Consulate General Tri Tayat also added that Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong facilitates a venue for voting on April 14. At least in Hong Kong, there are three voting places that have been provided, and all three places are in the room. The choice of voting location in the room for this year is due to the comfort factor for the voters. Until now, Consulate General in Hong Kong is intensely coordination with the Hong Kong PPLN and Panwaslu to succeed the 2019 election. The voting process in Hong Kong will be held on April 14, 2019, while the vote counting process will take place on April 17, 2019. The Creative Economy Agency, or BECRAF, seeks to encourage creative businesses, especially in the food and beverage subsector in Indonesia, to improve market access not only for domestic market but also international market. Director in Creative Economy Agency's non-banking access, Syaifullah Agam, in the 2019 Creative Socialization in Malang, East Java, Tuesday, April the 1st, said, the agency is working to open international market access for domestic business, especially for countries in the Asian region. Saifullah explained, one of the programs initiated by BECRAF in an effort to improve domestic market access is Creative Food, while for foreign market access is Creative Food Acts. BECRAF would make curation to the products before being facilitated for market access. Currently, Saifullah further said, his party has carried out various collaborations with relevant stakeholders, such as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Trade. Aircraft maintenance company GMF Aero Asia, a subsidiary of national carrier Garuda Indonesia, signed an agreement on Tuesday, April 2nd, with Europe-based aircraft manufacturer Airbus on aircraft component repairs. This deal will allow GMF to support the operators of Airbus A320 and A330 aircraft in Indonesia and in other Southeast Asia countries in component maintenance. Under the agreement, Airbus will hand over several tools for component maintenance, such as landing gear control interface units, static intervals, and slat flap control computers, and others. GMF Aero Asia Business and Base Operations Director Tazar Marta Kurniawan said the cooperation would bring many benefits for Airbus operators in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in saving time and cost in terms of aircraft component maintenance. The Indonesian National Army, TNI AD, won the shooting contest in the 2019 Australian Army of Skills Arms Meeting, AASAM. It is the 12th overall champion gained by Indonesia as general champion. Army Chief of Information Brigadier General Chandra Ujes said that the achievements of the Indonesian Army contingent in Puchka Punyal Military Range, Victoria, Australia, becomes an achievement for the Indonesian nation. Brigadier General Chandra Ujes said this year's Australian Army of Skills Arms Meeting event was held from March 26 through April 2, 2019. The Indonesian Army's achievements was also in line with the expectations of the Chief of Army of Staff General Andika Perkasa when releasing the contingent on March 14, 2019. The achievements managed to defeat other participants from several developed countries such as United States, Britain, France, Korea, Canada, Japan, and the host itself, Australia. President Joko Widodo has endeavored to drive the modernization of Indonesia's agricultural industry to strike a fine balance between maintaining quality and swiftly catering to the nation's demands alongside competing in the global market. The head of state in Sragen, Central Java on Wednesday also said to this end, the president has decided to bridge the gap between rice milling and rice businessman society, or PERPADI, and banks in a bid to encourage the modernization of the country's agricultural industry. Hence, the president has vowed to fix a meeting of Farmers Association, or Gapoktan PERPADI, the National Logistics Agency, or BULOG, and the banks at the presidential palace following the elections. The Jakarta Composite Index, or IHSG, closed higher on Tuesday, April 2. Along with the prospect of peace talks between the United States and China, the Index of Indonesian Stock Exchange, or BEI, rose 23.56 points, or 0.36%, to 6.476 points. The Index of 41 most liquid stocks was up to 3.52 points, or 0.35%. The Jakarta Composite Index remained in the positive zone throughout Tuesday since it opened higher earlier in the day. It closed with foreign investors buying 226.48 billion in shares. Trade frequency was recorded with 359 transactions and 21.78 billion shares worth 8.45 trillion changing hands. The rupiah exchange rate traded between banks in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon strengthened amid the high demand for the US dollar. The rupiah rose 6 points to 14,000.223 per US dollar from 14,229 per US dollar. Monex Investido Future Analyst Dini Nurhadi Yasi in Jakarta said, amid the current global uncertainty, the US dollar is needed considered the most profitable in the market. So the potential for strengthening rupiah is also limited. According to Yasi, the ability to strengthen rupiah remains limited because the interest of market participants in the US dollar is still high. In fact, domestic inflation was relatively stable and U.S. retail sales data was also relatively poor, but the demand for the U.S. dollar still remained high. For now, the strengthening and weakening of rupiah are expected to be limited. Listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's commentary is entitled Spring Hits Ankara and Istanbul. More than 57 million Turkish use their right to vote and elect mayors and city council members throughout the country on Sunday, 3rd of April. The ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, lost in the capital of Ankara and Istanbul. This defeat was seen as a blow to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in his 16 years in power. As per the political tradition in Turkey, the struggle for the position of governor or mayor in metropolitan Ankara and Istanbul was highlighted by local elections because it was a barometer of people's aspirations towards the political and economic policies of the central government. However, in general, from local elections held throughout the country, the AKP and its coalition are still superior with more than 51% votes. This election, considered to be very decisive for the future of Erdogan's government, was held when the Turkish economy was deteriorating. The currency exchange rate has continued to decline lately, and Turkey has been hit by economic recession in the last 3 months. The defeat in the country's capital certainly could not be accepted by the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP. AKP Secretary General Fatih Sahin, via his Twitter account, said he immediately protested and would reject the results of the vote in Istanbul and the Agder province in the east part of the country. Erdogan, in response to the defeat of his support party, insists that he prefers the 2033 general election. Meanwhile, chairman of his opposition party, the Republican People's Party, or CHP, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, stressed that spring was sweeping Ankara and Istanbul. He even equated what happened in the two cities with the 2011 Arab Spring Revolution, which toppled dictatorial regimes in several Arab countries. The results of local elections in Turkey are suspected as a reflection of the rejection of urban communities in Ankara, Istanbul, and several other major cities to the efforts of the Justice and Development Party and Erdogan to cover Turkey's economic crisis with issues of security, terrorism, and foreign conspiracy. Spring in Ankara and Istanbul will certainly be an evaluation material for Erdogan in the face of the 2023 general election. That was commentary. I'll begin with April 3, 1922. Joseph Stalin becomes the General Secretary of the First Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Stalin was a member of Soviet Union's Communist Party. On April 3, 1922, the position of Secretary General of the Communist Party opened a wide opportunity for him to use influence on the course of party administration and at the same time was the main factor in the struggle towards the peak of power. Joseph Stalin was the dictator of the Soviet Union until his death in 1953. Under Stalin, the Soviet Union changed from a peasant country to an industrial and military superpower. However, he was in power with terror, and millions of his own citizens died during his brutal rule. Turning to April 3, 1930, the birth of Helmut Kohl. Helmut Kohl is a German politician and conservative statesman. He served as Chancellor of Germany from 1982 to 1998. Kohl became Chancellor with the longest period of 16 years, replacing Otto von Bismarck. Kohl is considered the greatest European leader in the 20th century by the United States President George Walter Bush and Bill Clinton. He contributed to the drafting of the Maastricht Agreement, which formed the European Union and encouraged the formation of the Euro single currency. I will end today in history with April the 3rd, 1948. The United States rebuilds Europe through the Marshall Plan. On April 3, 1948, the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman, signed an Economic Aid Act that allowed America to help build a European country destroyed by World War II. The move, called the Marshall Plan, aims to stabilize the economy and politics in Europe so that it will not be interested in communists. For this plan, the American government disbursed funds amounting to $13 billion. That was Today in History.
Meskipun nanti tak hitam lagi, bila habis sudah waktu ini, tak lagi berpijak pada dunia. Telah aku habiskan sisa hidupku hanya untukmu, dan telah habis sudah cinta ini. Sisa untuk dunia, karena telah ku habiskan sisa cintaku hanya untukmu.
That was a song by Virgone entitled Surat Cinta Untuk Starla. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Next, we'll present you a segment called My Indonesia, in which we'll present you information about the inauguration of 3 special economic zones in Indonesia by President Joko Widodo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia titled President Joko Widodo inaugurates 3 special economic zones. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated 3 special economic zones, namely Malai Batuta Trans Kalimantan, Morotai, and Bitung Special Economic Zones at Samratulangi Airport, Manado City, North Sulawesi, on Monday. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Darmin Nasution, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, and Governor of North Sulawesi, Oli Dondo Kambe. In his remark, President Joko Widodo hoped that through the inauguration of the 3 special economic zones, various kinds of industry and factories could be established. Thus, the special economic zones can provide plenty of job opportunities for the society. In addition to building special economic zones, the government must also establish infrastructures to supplement the special economic zones. With proper infrastructures, the products made by local industry could compete with other products. Moreover, the activities of the industry could be more efficient. President Joko Widodo took Bitung Malang Toll Road as one of the examples of the infrastructures being built at Bitung Special Economic Zone. President Joko Widodo also hoped that the 3 special economic zones would support the equalization of development of eastern Indonesia, such as North Maluku and North Sulawesi. Previously, only raw materials were exported by the industry surrounding these regions. However, through the special economic zones, it is expected that Indonesia would have its own processing industry in various sectors such as fishery, palm oil, plantation products, as well as tourism. President pointed out that the export of processed products would give additional value for local economy and provide society with plenty of job opportunities. President Joko Widodo also remarked that he would like to return to Manado next September or October in a bid to inaugurate Manado-Bitung Toll Road. On the same occasion, Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Darmin Nasution said that Bitung Special Economic Zone in North Sulawesi would be operated to attract investors with the main focus on palm oil, fishery, and pharmacy sectors. Furthermore, Morotai Special Economic Zone will focus on the investment of fishery and tourism sectors. In addition, the investment at Malai Batuta Trans Kalimantan Special Economic Zone will focus on palm oil processing and energy sectors. Minister Darmin elaborated that the investment value at each of Malai Batuta Trans Kalimantan and Morotai Special Economic Zones approximately reaches 37 trillion rupiahs. Meanwhile, the investment value at Bitung Special Economic Zone approximately worth 35 trillion rupiahs. Besides the special economic zones, Indonesian government has been establishing supporting infrastructures such as Bitung Manado Toll Road and Bitung Container Port. That was My Indonesia.
Dalamnya lautan tak bisa diselami, dalamnya hatiku tak bisa dimengerti, dalamnya rasa tak bisa ku pahami. Harus ku yakini hati ini, harus ku yakini cinta ini. Bawalah jatuh dalam hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was a song entitled Bawalah Daku or Take Me by Puput. You're still staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we will present you a segment, Indonesian Wonder. We will introduce you to many local customs, cultures, and tourism across Indonesia. For today's edition, we will present you information about Forest Market and Rano Lewo Lake New Tourism Destination in Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will present you information from Minahasa, North Sulawesi Province about Forest Market and Rano Lewo Lake in Toragat Village. Forest Market and Rano Lewo Lake in Toragat Village, West Langgawan District, Minahasa Regency, North Sulawesi, are developed to become new tourism destinations. The market is located not far from Rano Lewo Lake, which is well known with its natural beauty, water temperature, and its unique color. The Forest Market is recorded to be the 55th digital tourism. Thus, Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya calls for the youths throughout Indonesia to promote the new tourism destinations through digital platforms. When attending to inaugurate the Forest Market in Minahasa, North Sulawesi recently, Minister Arif Yahya appreciated the hard work of the young generations in North Sulawesi who participated in promoting tourism destinations in their region. Minister Arif Yahya also appreciated the youths in Minahasa who made digital destination by utilizing beautiful nature, namely Forest Market and Rano Lewo Lake, where behind of the market there are beautiful hill and fresh air. The Forest Market attracts not only domestic tourists but also foreign tourists. They usually relax surrounding the lake. In the past, Rano Lewo Lake was used by Minahasa warriors to take a bath after fighting. It is called Walak tradition. Therefore, the lake is named Rano Lewo, which means full of blood. But you don't have to worry because the lake is still preserved very well. So the lake still has enchantment for anybody who would like to enjoy the beauty of this lake and also its warm water. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. Thank you for listening.
Hujan yang turun mengingatkanku pada dirimu. Aku masih di sini untuk setia. Selang waktu berganti, aku tak tahu kau di mana, tapi aku mencoba untuk setia. Sesaat malam datang menjemput kesendirianku, dan bila pagi di sini untuk setia. berganti. Aku tak tahu engkau di mana, tapi aku mencoba untuk setia. Sesaat malam datang menjemput kesendirianku, dan bila pagi datang ku tahu kau tak di sampingku. Aku masih di sini untuk setia. Aku masih di sini untuk setia. Aku masih di sini untuk setia.
Listener, that was another song sung by G. Kustik entitled Setia or Loyal. You're still staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you a program called Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll introduce you to some vocabulary and of course expressions to help you learn Bahasa Indonesia in easy and helpful way.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lessons in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Berterima kasih or thankful. To say thank you for someone's help, usually you can say terima kasih. But if you want to convey thank you completely and formally, you can say terima kasih atas bantuan Anda. The word Anda can be changed with other pronouns like ibu, bapak, or if it is plural, you can say Anda semua or kalian. For examples, terima kasih atas bantuan Anda semua. Terima kasih atas bantuan Anda semua. Or terima kasih atas bantuan kalian, which means thank you for your help. The word kalian is only used to people who are the same age and you know them closely, or children. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio. Hopefully, this edition has been helpful to those who want to know about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week for more interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Kagum pada pandangmu, caramu melihat. selalu di dekatmu. Ada ruang hatiku, kini kau sentuh.
Listener, that was a song by Raisa entitled Jatuh Hati or Falling in Love. You're still staying tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will introduce you to local songs from Indonesia in our segment Music Corner. For this segment, we will introduce you a traditional song from North Maluku entitled Hela Rotani.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. For today's edition, I present a song from North Maluku titled Hela Rotani. The song Hela Rotani tells about one of traditional games, pulling rattan, the game like pulling rope game. But Hela Rotani game is played by using rattan. The song Hela Rotani has a sportsmanship message, which is described through the lyric, Rotan sudah putus ujung dua. It reminds that even though we compete each other, we should not be quarrel. While playing the game, each group holds the tip of rotan that means all players have a role or position in this world. Besides having deepest lyric, the song Hela Rotani has interesting rhythm. The song is usually performed in some regional, national, and international events. Are you curious to enjoy the song? Here is Hela Rotani.
Rotan sudah putus, sudah
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening to our program, English Language Broadcast. Don't forget to give us your suggestions and criticism to our email address at voinews.id and also to our check out our website on www.voinews.id. And don't forget to send us your criticisms and information through our social media on Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voiindonesia, as well as email voiceofindonesia.